KSRN News, I'm John Scott. President Biden on Sunday issued a proclamation after former President Jimmy Carter's death, ordering American flags to be flown at half-mast for 30 days. He also marked January 9, 2025 as a National Day of Mourning. Mr. Carter and his wife Rosalynn were the longest married presidential couple in American history.
The Carters were married for more than 76 years, longer than any other presidential couple. Throughout their marriage, Jimmy and Rosalynn read the Bible together aloud each night. They lived in Plains, Georgia, the tiny town where they were born and grew up.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. Also at SRNNews.com, if you're trying to get somewhere for New Year's Day, tomorrow might be a good day to be on the road.
INRIX, the data provider, says not a lot of traffic impact is expected tomorrow or on New Year's Day itself. But if you're returning on Thursday, January 2nd, the best time to travel by car is before 3 p.m. The worst time, between 4 and 8 p.m. Gas is $3.02 a gallon today, says the AAA. That's cheaper than a year ago when it was almost $3.12 a gallon. Nearly 90% of holiday travelers are driving to their destinations this year, but AAA expects almost 8 million passengers to travel by air. I'm Rita Foley.
South Korean officials looking for the cause of a passenger jet crash that killed 179 people in one of the deadliest disasters in that country's aviation history. Two people did survive the crash. And Russia and Ukraine have exchanged prisoners of war in the latest such swap that released hundreds of captives and was brokered with the help of the United Arab Emirates. The Dow dropping 342 points, the Nasdaq down 184. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Georgia.
The state has agreed to allow a Christian college access to financial aid programs in order to end a lawsuit brought on behalf of the school by Alliance Defending Freedom. It's a big win for Luther Rice College and Seminary, and ADF Senior Counselor Ryan Tucker says, quote, Georgia officials did the right thing by allowing Luther Rice to participate while still adhering to its religious beliefs. The state should never limit educational opportunities for students based on their faith. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A growing number of major corporations have opted to abandon the LGBT agenda lately, and experts say many more will likely do so now that President Trump is returning to office. Mr. Trump has vowed to take direct aim at so-called diversity, equity, and inclusion programs through executive orders and other policies that affect private companies, especially federal contractors. This is SRN News. President-elect Trump has endorsed Mike Johnson for another term as Speaker Monday. Bernie Bennett reports.
Trump wrote in a Monday social media post, quote, he will do the right thing and we will continue to win. Mike Johnson has my complete and total endorsement. Johnson replied on social media, quote, thank you, President Trump. I'm honored and humbled by your support, as always. Trump's endorsement comes as Johnson faced some resistance from Hill conservatives ahead of Friday's vote, but the president-elect's backing could stifle other opposition. Many Republicans see Trump's endorsement as a critical boost for Johnson. Former House Speaker Newt Gingrich praised Johnson for the way he handled his role as the top speaker in the House. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The crew of a tugboat was quickly rescued when their vessel sank into the Mississippi River following a collision with a tanker ship in Louisiana. St. Charles Parish Sheriff Greg Champagne received a report of that collision between the ship and tugboat near the Hell Boggs Memorial Bridge in Luing, Louisiana. More details at SRNNews.com.